Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hello, friend.
Hey, girlfriend. How is it going today?
It's okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. What's okay about today?
You know, it's a pretty good day. I'm really grateful for my life. And Gemma was up all night. She was up at 4 a.m. And I don't know what's going on. She's just like growing and progressing so fast right now that it really affects her sleep and therefore mine. Yes. So we have a pretty full day today and we're going to take it one step at a time.
Well, that is definitely the okay in today. Whenever the sleep's off, it's just like, it's good. It'll turn into a great day. You're going to have a great day. But right now it's okay.
Totally. And like I have a lot of creativity coming through me right now and projects that I'm really excited to do. And, you know, life before baby, if something like that happened, I could just like basically spend all my time on it. But now like she sets the pace, which has been very, very healthy for me. Actually, it slows me down, and makes me like do little bits of things at a time, and then they add up. Like that's how you write a whole book, is write a little bit at a time. So it's been really good for me to like not be as much of an all or nothing type of person. And at the same time, there's that little bit of tension between like, ooh, I really want to do this, and like, oh, she like needs me extra, extra, extra today. So I just have to surrender to it and trust that, you know, things will be birthed when they need to be birthed.
And I'm glad you have that attitude around it, because Lauren, you've had 30 something years of like doing when you wanted to do, like even as children, right? Like we could, for the most part, like do our thing, but this is like a whole other type of living, and depending on, not only does she depend on you, but you depend on her, right?
Yeah.
So you got this. Know you do. Yeah, for sure.
It's beautiful and messy and all the things.
All the things. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for today. I'm so glad to be back on the pod. And really, I think we're going to get some wisdom downloads today. I'm really excited about our guests. So Lauren, who we got going on today?
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, we're all about self-inquiry, and this guest is going to help us out with that. And hopefully you all too who are listening. So today we have on Fiorella Sacco. For the past 10 years, she's been on a spiritual journey, which led her to discover different tools and ultimately led her to be a certified numerologist and a Dharma and spiritual life coach, which combines wisdom and transformational holistic techniques from Eastern and Western traditions. She's the co-founder of Zol Zenter, an online platform of self-growth, wellness and development, and works as a corporate marketer for a global brand. But as she says, that's a whole other story. Welcome, Fiorella.
Bienvenidos, Fiorella.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Rashida. Thank you so much for having me today.
We are so excited to have you. We have so many questions. And Rashida, we'll start with one.
Yeah. So Fiorella, before we dive in deep, we do like to get a little deep, get our feet in. And we would love to know, what does spirituality mean to you?
For me, spirituality is something that we all have inside of us. I really believe in these three dimensions of our human existence, which is our mind, our body, and our soul. And I think spirituality is really connected with that deep side of us, which is our soul. And for me, it's really also like a way of living, a way of seeing things, a way of develop ourselves, a way of it's like something so special, like to have it in your life and to create it for yourself and for the ones that are around you. That's for me spirituality. It's like a really deep sense of yourself, of who you are, of whatever is around you.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
So what got you interested in numerology specifically? What about it really reveals someone's soul and path?
Yes, I discovered a lot of different tools in this 10 years of experience. I did a lot of sessions of astrology, family constellations, Reiki, mindfulness, yoga. And in that path where I discovered this whole world, I found out about numerology. And I was like, okay, what is this? And I was very curious, because I was always curious about all the therapies that I did and all the sessions that I discovered. And when I found about numerology, I was like, okay, this can't be wrong, because these are numbers. Numbers don't lie. It's like math when you are at school. So I started to discover more and more about it. And it all really makes sense for me. And I started to study more, and then I enrolled in this program to become a certified numerologist. And the more I studied, the more I understand that this wasn't like a coincidence, that numbers were like, they had this definition, and it was really, really very accurate. So it really made me believe so much in the tool that I decided to go all the way with it.
Yeah, that is, it's like when you find something that's like supposed to be part of your dharma, it just like clicks, right? It just like, there's something about it. Other people might not get it, but if it's meant for you, like, you're like, oh no, this is for me, and I need to like dive all in. And that's exactly what that sounds like for you that happened, Fiorella. I do have a question. So I am not super familiar with numerology. I know what probably like mainstream knows, like, oh, angel numbers and this and that. But really, what if I wanted to get into numerology just as like a beginner, where would you suggest I start? I guess as it pertains to my purpose, because that's your specialty, right?
Yes, I would say it really depends on what you need right now.
Okay.
Like what is that you feel right now? Because with the numbers, you can get so much information. Numerology is an amazing self-discovery tool. And for example, with your date of birth, you can have like this scan of who you really are, which are your true essence. What is your karma, which is what you came in this life to overcome, what you didn't overcome in a past life. You can know how do you present to the world, how others see you, which are your talents that you overcome in a past life that you come here to perfectionate. So you can have like really a lot of information only with your date of birth. And then with your name, your whole name, it can also be decoded in numbers. Every letter is a number too. And with this this calculus, you can know what is your life mission? Know what is your life mission? Where can you develop your life mission? And what are your talents that helps you achieve your life mission? So it really depends on which is what you need. No, for example, you can cross charts with your partner, or for example, you two, Lauren and Rashida, you can connect your charts, and with that, you can tell like what is she come here to my life to teach me. You know, so it's not only for your love partners, but it could be your business partner, your daughter. Everybody's here to teach us a lesson, so you can really cross your charts and discover that for yourself too. And the one I also love is the one that talks about time. Everybody has like this energy with us, and you can have like your personal year number. And with that, it brings you information of what are the challenges that you have to work on this year. So it's really helpful, for example, if you want to launch a workshop, like a new workshop. Okay, so in this year, what would be like the best date or the best month to launch it? And it would be like the energy is with you to have like this better launch, for example, of a program. No, the energy is with you to achieve this if you work for it. So it makes things a little bit smoother and a little less harder. Sometimes when we do things and we feel like, oh, why is this so hard to achieve? You know, maybe it's not the energy, it wasn't the right time, but then when you start it again or you try again in another different time, then it's better. So it really helps you to navigate your goals and your desires.
That's very interesting. So what you're saying is really, especially with the time part, really, instead of me just like picking some random day to do something, like I should really consult the numbers. And what I like about that is it kind of gives a little intentionality behind what you're doing. So that's awesome.
Yes, yes, thank you. It really helps you understand like who you are, why you are here, and use the energy for yourself, like to do things better, like in your favor. So that's what I really like about numerology. It's like a guide. It doesn't tell you, oh, you need to, you are going to, I don't know, it's going to happen you this thing or this other thing, or you are going to to do something specifically. It's not like we're telling you the future with numerology, but it really helps you navigate and serves you as a guide to work with yourself and to accomplish the things that you want to do.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So I had an astrologer tell me, I think it was called like a life path number, many years ago. She said it was 9. I'd love to know, like, one, what does that mean? And two, is that how simple the chart is, or is it like astrology where you have all of these different like elements at play?
It's with your date of birth. Astrology, I think it uses your time of birth and your location also, but with numerology, you only need your date of birth. And what makes you different from other person that was born on the same date is your name. Your name is what makes you different, because it has like a different life mission, like a different purpose.
And is this like your full name, or just like it's your full name?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's your full name.
I have a question about that, only because, you know, I have to know. So most of us, when we get married, we change our names, our last names change. Does that mean that we're tapping into a different energy by accepting this name change, or are we still just based off of our like maiden names?
It's calculated with your maiden names.
Okay.
But for example, you can also change it to change the energy for you. So for example, if I put my name as an IG handle and I want to build a business around my name and it's not working for the things that I want to do because of my name is not in that synchronicity, you can add letters or you can add something different that make you switch the energy. So it also, it really helps a lot for businesses, for naming businesses. Like I remember when I was studying, we studied the Google case and the Starbucks case, and what are the energy of those letters, and how Starbucks, for example, changed the names, and it changed partners as well. So it's also very helpful for companies and for businesses. If you want to start a business, I don't know, I want to be in real estate. Okay, so real estate, the best numbers for it in the life mission would be 5 and 9 and 4. And we work in this program to determine the better names for these numbers to come. So it would be smoother for your company as well to be productive and to be
successful.
Growth.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. And you know, there's actually some confirmation here. If you happen to listen to our episode with Ellie Rose Pierpoint, she had her Instagram and she just had her name. And then she said, you know, I had some followers and I really wasn't getting that much traction. And she changed her name completely. And she's like, after that happened, she blew up with her followers. And so I think that's really amazing how just like a name change could really help your success in business because of the energies behind the name. I think sometimes we just look at a name very linear and not like that it has its own form and its own texture and its own feeling. So I like that.
So how do we, let's say based on birthday, calculate our number or numbers?
Okay, so it would be your date of the day of your birth. That would be your personal number or your essence number. It's also called the life path number.
Okay.
That you mentioned before.
Oh yeah. So mine was wrong then. that I said before, it wouldn't be a 9. Yeah. It would be either 11 or does that add up 1 and 1 to 2?
No, it's the numerology scale goes from 1 to 9.
Okay.
And the master numbers are 11 and 22.
Oh.
So if you have an 11 or a 22, you don't reduce it to one digit.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
So yeah. You said your personal day. So I was born on the 16th. So it would just be 6?
It would be 1 plus 6.
7.
Equals 7. Yes.
So oh, okay.
Your number is 7.
So what does that mean?
I knew that that was going to be the next question. I love your numbers. So number 7 is the analytical mind, is the strategist, very responsible. You become like a specialist in something through knowledge. You're someone that always study, always wants to know more, always wants to discover new things, very curious about it. Sometimes a little bit inflexible because you are like very responsible and you analyze everything. That's about number 7. It's like the specialist. Number 7 is okay. The specialist.
I am very curious. Very, very curious.
Yes, it's someone you are going to always study, always wanted to see more. Like it's not like always you're going to be maybe in college or doing certifying in programs, but reading books or watching a documental, things like that. Like everything that stimulates your mind is very on number 7. I love every number. Like when someone asks me, is there a number that is better than another one? And every number has its charm. I love them all. And number 11 is as I told you, it was a master number, but it's a spiritual master number. And it moves through inspiration and it comes to seek further truth. And then to share this truth with others. It's very It's a very inspirational number. You come to inspire others. With all your story and all your experience, you come to inspire others in order to make an impact in the world, like to leave a mark in this world.
Well, that's really
spot
cool.
On, I think, yes.
Yes.
That is really cool. So the month numbers and the year numbers, do those have meaning as well?
Yes, your month number is your karma number. Number that you come to, it's like a task you didn't accomplish in a past life, and you come to work for it in this life. And it comes with your number of your month. So for example, January is number one, February is number two, and so on.
So Rashida and I have the same number, which is three. What's that mean?
Three. Three is the number of communication, of expressing yourself.
Okay.
Spirit, I think you're doing a great job here. Overcoming. And yes, it's a number of communication. It could be like really shy or really social. But it's really about expressing yourself and expressing your truth of who you really are.
Yes, very, very on theme, I'd say.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So what about the birth year?
And the date of year, and it says, which are your talents? What are the things you did overcome in a past life? And you come here to perfectionate, to make them better. And then from that, it's all additions and subtractions, and you get your table, your pinnacle, as it's called.
Okay. So, Rashida, what year were you born?
86.
So how do you calculate 1, 9, 8, and 6?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't prepared to do math today. I'm just kidding. That's 10, it's 18, that's 24. So that's a 6. 2 plus 4
yes.
is 6. Okay.
Yes,
look at you, Lauren, with the math coming out the
quick
gate.
Math. Hidden talent.
The 6 is a lovely number. It's an emotional number, and it's a person that is at service for others. It's very like nurture, taking care of others.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's me. I am the nurturer. Wow. That's really amazing. Okay. Now we need to know Lauren's.
Yeah. Mine's 1980.
Dying to know.
1984. So that's 10 plus 18 plus 4, 22. So my life, or so the number would be 4.
Okay. So your 4 is a very, number 4 is an organization number, like very disciplined, very structured, very rigid. It's the roots of who we are, like the house, our body, everything that it's related to structure. That's about number 4.
So remind me again that the month is about like your karma that you've come to clear. And what does the year represent again?
The year is your talent.
Your talent. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, that is something I've had to work very hard to develop in this lifetime, is that discipline and structure, but it definitely serves me well. Yeah, that is super interesting. I've never heard it broken down that way again. I think when I had the chart done a long time ago, she added up like 0, 3, 2, 9, 1, 9, 8, 4 to get my numbers. Like that's the full date. Is that part of the chart or is that misguided?
Yes, when you add your karma number and your personal number and your talent number, it comes, the result is your personality number, which is how other people see you.
Oh, so 11 plus 4 is 15 plus 3 is 18. So 9, that must be the 9 that she was talking about for me.
Yes.
So that's how other people see me, is the 9.
Yes. Okay. And the 9 is a the 9 is a social leader. It also it's an emotional number as well as the 6. So it's also a nurturer, and it comes to make an impact in the world as well. Like people see you as that. And that's because the number 9 is the last number of the scale. And then they come the master number. So that is why number 9 is also about the collective as well.
Very cool. And what do yours add up to, Rashida?
Okay, so 13, 16. So 8?
16.
About 7.
7 plus 6, right?
13.
Yeah. And then 3?
19.
Yes.
Oh, did I add that wrong?
Is the 16 plus the 6, right?
Wait, we're going off of what we had already gotten. So 6 was my emotional number, or my talents.
Your talent, yes.
3 was my month, so that's 9. And then 7 was the first one, my life path.
Yes. So that's 16.
Yes.
So it's 7, right?
Is it 7? I see. I don't know how I'm calculating. I did work at a bank for 8 years, but we had calculators. So math is not my superpower.
Once it's 16, then you add the 1 and the 6 to get the 7.
Oh, you don't like half it or anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. So 7. So my life path number is the same as my full number of how others see me. Is that curious analytical strategist person?
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Lauren? What do you think?
Well, I guess I know you, well, we have a business partnership, but I know you more as a friend than anything else. So like, I think you're analytical, but like, to me, like the nurturing side is really what I see. But I wonder if it's kind of like astrology where like your moon is really more what your friends and family see than your sun. So maybe like, you know, I'm your good friend, so I might see you a little bit differently. I know we're not announcing anything right now, but like, I think that people do see you that way though, because like they're putting you in positions to be administrative, right?
Yes.
And you've been that like through the bank, you're doing it through like a current position that you're in. Like that makes sense to me.
Okay. And I think, you know, I love your perspective on it, because I was like, I don't really see myself as that type, but it's not how I see myself. It's how others perceive me. So I love that. Thank you for calculating that, Fiorella. That's very interesting and very on point, I feel like.
So Fiorella, when you are working with like a sole purpose client, do you bring numerology in, and how do you look at their chart to learn about purpose for them and to help them figure out what their purpose is?
I actually do it the other way around. I start people asking me first about their life mission, and then we work numerology, and from that we work coaching, or in the session sometimes they are not even aware, but I'm navigating through a coaching session with them to help them be in their full capacity, or being aware of their full capacity. Because the important thing of the session is that they we create this conversation and we start discovering and unraveling the things for them. So they can go deep inside and start recognizing some things about themselves. So, like the easy stuff is beautiful. They always see it and recognize it. But sometimes what I didn't tell you is that the numbers has this energy, and the energy flows. So you could be like in your best side of the energy, or the more harmonic side of the energy, where you can be in your full potential. But sometimes where we feel a little bit off, and we are not vibrating like in our best versions, we don't always recognize it. So it's important to understand, why do we operate and where do we operate from? So it's your personal number talking, or it's your karma talking. So you can be like aware. And it's really, I also love that you can put it like in containers, the information. So it's easier for you to recognize the things.
I have a question, and it's just kind of been on my mind because Gemma's been like running back and forth. So I love having these tools for ourselves. Would you say numerology is a pretty cool tool to have and to utilize with our kiddos? Lauren and I both are moms, and we are always looking for ways to like support our children. What do you think about that as far as using numerology with our children?
Yes, I think it's a very good tool for that, because another thing I didn't tell you is that the numbers are associated with our parents. It could be our mom, or it could be our dad. And it's important in the position where they're at, where they are, for example, in the personal number and in the program number, which is another one in this pinnacle, where it's important to understand what is the relationship we have or we had with our parents. So if it was like a very rigid house, or if you had like this, I don't know, you see a lot of fights in your house. So it really determines who we are. And if we know in advance about it, what we are, how we are raising our kids, and we are more aware about it, it could be better for them to navigate themselves or to heal themselves in the future, or when they are older, because everybody needs to heal. And as a parent, I know you raise your children with your whole heart and with all the love, of course. But we also need to resolve a lot of things for ourselves. And it's normal to be in that position too. So it could be like we aren't aware, but we could be printing some things in our kids that if we are aware, we could prevent it. So I would think it's a good way to see it. And also because understanding their personality like a little bit more, because when they're kids, they are all forming themselves, but they have an essence. They are, so it, in the minute they are born, they are something, and they have this sense of who they are. So if you like, it's a shortcut maybe to understand them better. Yes, I would recommend it too.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm so interested, because, and I've shared this with Lauren off the pod, but I, you know, we do gentle and conscious parenting with our kiddos. And for me, it's really different than how I was raised. And I love the fact that even though I probably am aware of the things that I want to do different, obviously I am aware, but having that tool of numerology to kind of like maybe pinpoint some areas in which I'm not aware of is really cool as well. And you, like you said, we're always healing, and I think, you know, we're always growing and learning. And I don't know about you, Lauren, but I know sometimes I just need all the tools to try to like make sure I'm doing the best I can with my kiddo. I know I'm further along in the journey. She's 4 now, and she's a sassy one. So it's really it's really great that we have these things that we can utilize to, you know, really be the type of parents we want to be, while also like healing the wounds and trauma that we had. And not saying that our parents did wrong by us, right? But I just feel like sometimes it comes across a little bit differently with our own kiddos, that we don't want to go through those same things or parent in the same way.
Keep getting these funny visuals of like, I don't know, we don't have anything like this yet because Gemma is only two, but you know how they make like a little safe, not timeout corner, but I forgot what they call them these days, with like emotional charts and stuff.
Yes. Oh, what is it? Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm just imagining like an area with like their numerology and astrology and human design charts, like all up in the wall. And when they're like, let's go to the chart corner and figure this out.
Lauren, I think you're onto something. When Gemma gets older, I want to see this. I can also see like this, like swing, you know, to kind of like help her regulate her emotions and just, you know, actually, I probably need to put that in my house for my kids.
Yeah, so. like a aerial yoga swing mm-hmm. would be awesome. I'd like want to get in trouble.
I have to go to my corner. Okay, fine. 10 minutes. I'll take 15. That would be Macy. That would be Macy. I'm just saying, that would be her.
No, but it truly is so amazing that we have all of these tools to parent in a more conscious way. And, you know, I think like anything else, we have to take what works and throw out what doesn't. And, you know, maybe in 12 years, Gemma's going to be like, if you bring up my chart one more time,
I'm going to rebel, Mom.
I'm going to throw it out the window. But no, I think it's really, really a very cool thing. I'd love to get a little more personal about you, Fiorella. What has learning about numerology and diving into your own chart taught you about yourself? And how has your life changed since you've dived into this work?
I think it really helped me to understand myself like a whole lot more. I've been doing a lot of work, but this really helped me understand a lot of things, about myself, about who I am, not to be afraid of showing up, as you mentioned when you presented me. I'm this corporate marketeer, and that was my whole image, you know, like this whole image. And I didn't told anybody what all the sessions, all the healing that I did, or I didn't, when I started studying numerology, I wasn't like telling anybody, like I didn't want them to know, I didn't want me to feel judged. And then the more that I learn, I understand the more about myself. And I was like, this is my path. Like, I can't deny it right now. Like, yes, I'm a corporate marketeer. I love my job, but that's not the whole me. I'm like this all other things of me. So it's really made me more compassionate about myself, to not being so hard on myself. And to have the courage to pursue my dreams. Yes, it really has helped me a lot, understanding that what is my true self, and what do I really want to accomplish. So that was very beautiful to see and to understand. Sometimes we go through a lot of things and we don't understand why, but this really has showed me this the way. It's really a guide. Like, it won't tell you what you have to do, but it really helps you understand. So yes, I'm really grateful I found numerology in my life.
Oh, I love that. What a beautiful gift for yourself. I would love to know. So in the last 10 years, you've had this, you know, spiritual growth and awakening and realization, and you're living as, you know, in the corporate marketing world. As you've become more yourself, let's say, what has been the reaction in your corporate life? Like, have you come out to everyone?
Yes, I started showing myself more on Instagram and more talking about it. And at first, I was like really scared that people were going to judge me or all the things that you could think that people would say, but actually nobody tells you that you're wrong. Nobody tells you nothing. It's like all ideas in your head. I really have a great acceptance. Everybody was like, oh, this is so cool. What is it? I want to learn more. So I had really a good response, and everybody that loves me and my friends and my family are really supportive with these, and they are like really interested and curious about it. And they sometimes, most of them don't understand that much, but they still are supportive with me. Like, that's really cool if you want to do it. I don't understand very well, but it's really cool. I have a friend that it's a numerologist, you know? So yes, it's been a pleasure to have that welcoming and that feel love about what you love, you know, but that's your true essence. So yes.
That's really beautiful that they were so accepting and that it's, just kind of integrated into who you are and what you have to offer the world. That's very cool. I know even for me, like even though I've been a yoga teacher for a long time, for instance, that coming on this podcast and showing how like I do readings and Rashida does them too, there's a little bit of fear that bubbles up of like, well, what are people going to think? What are they going to think when they know who I truly am? What's truly in my heart? And it's always like heartening to hear stories of that going really well for people. And I also think that sometimes we can really desire for maybe family, for instance, to like truly understand and know everything that we care about and believe in. But maybe that expectation sometimes is a little too high. Not to say that we don't deserve to be seen and understood, we do. But I don't know. My brother is really into comic books. He's a comic book artist. I think that's amazing, but I also like don't know a lot about comic books, and it's probably not something I'm going to like dive deep into anytime soon because it's not my thing, right? So I think like developing just a healthy sense of acceptance and like curiosity is more important than like, I don't know, needing to be like
Fully
fully understood.
accepted.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain that exactly, but I think, I don't know, one of my very best friends in the world is an accountant, and not that that's the same as being spiritual, but I don't know a lot about accounting. I know enough to do my accounting for my small business, but or to have somebody else do it. But I don't need to know her heart and to love her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense,
Yes,
Lauren.
totally. It's also to respect what other people are doing, and you can feel and you can see that it's really what they are passionate about. Whenever I talk about it, like my eyes start to be so bright, and my face expression changes. And that's something people notice. So how could they tell you anything like bad when they see you that you are really happy? You know? So yes, I'm very grateful. And even though if they don't like it, not many people like have the courage to also write it to you, right? That like directly, hey, what do you think you are doing? No, they might talk about it. I don't know. I haven't heard about it. So I just go on with my life and still working to be better and to help others in this mission that I am.
I love that so much. And both of y'all probably noticed when we start talking about like Dharma, I just get very excited. I get very excited. And Fiorella, your story is just like so amazing. And I just wanted to highlight it real quick because I feel like sometimes people think that they have to like give something up in order to do something else. And you were so integrated in this path. You know, you say, I love being in corporate and I love doing that, but I also like have this passion for this. And you being able to say, you know, I can do it all, and I can do it all whenever I want, how I want, and show up in whichever way I want to, like, that's very inspiring. And it should, you know, really, you should really be proud, because you might not think so, but you're going to create those ripple effects to give people permission to do the same. Like, you don't have to give up a passion or a love of something. You don't have to put yourself in a box. You're corporate and, right? You're Fiorella and, you're numerologist and. And so I really appreciate your story and you just sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It really has helped me a lot, because I wasn't really full, like doing just one thing, and all of my energy was in this only one thing. So whenever I had a bad day at work, it was like my whole life was down. But now I have like all these amazing things I do, like with Soul Center and the numerology readings and my job, my family. So it's just, I can navigate better. I was going to say mejor in Spanish.
I would have understood. I actually know that word. Yeah.
Yes, it really helped me to navigate better everything in my life. I feel like everything is more balanced now. My energy is like better, and I can do better my corporate job and all the other things, because my energy is in a good place right now. And if something goes wrong in one thing, I can have like all the other things that still work. So it's really, it has been a really amazing journey with that.
That is so beautiful. I would love it if you would tell us more about Soul Center. What is it?
Literally,
what's
ask
all about?
The same
what
thing.
Is what is it all about? Yeah.
Yes. So Soul Center is an holistic platform where we have gathered around 15 therapists, and they all bring their own holistic services. So you can have astrology, numerology readings, tarot, Reiki, and there are almost 30 services, and people can just schedule their, like, select the service or the therapy they want to do. You can schedule on and book online, you can pay online, and you can have your session online that with a link that you receive. So everything is very, you can have like the whole journey for a person. You don't need to maybe coordinate things on DMs or maybe through email, or how do I transfer the money? So it was really a way to make simple, to create, to find tools for yourself. Like, for example, when I started doing the sessions, like, it was really word of mouth, or it was me studying or discovering or looking for something. But here you can have it all in one place. All the therapists are certified. Everyone has been doing this job for a lot of years, so they have a lot of experience. And it's just a way to put this service to others, to help them with their own journey, with their own spiritual journey, with their own spiritual growth, to have it all in one place, everything like verified and very easy for them. So yes, I have this with two business partners. We are three business partners in this project. And yeah, I'm really, really, really excited about it.
I think that's something really special, because I feel like when you start wanting to do the work and diving in to yourself and healing and just really tapping into all these tools, it's nice to like have everything there, right? And I know everything is typically at our fingertips, but you know, you have to Google this, or you have to find this, or you have to go here. Like, especially for me, I live in a place in the middle of nowhere almost, and there's not a lot of, like, we have like one yoga studio here, but it's like two classes out of the whole week. So it's not a lot of things. And we have to, I have to travel so far. So like for someone like me who was like, I want to do this and this and this, and like the fact that y'all are integrated is amazing. I love that everyone's certified. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out Zol. Can you spell that for us?
Yes, it's Zol with a C.
So Z-O-U-L.
Yes, and center with a C as well.
Z-E-N-T-E-R, Zol, yes. Center. Okay.
Yes.
Where did you gather all of your practitioners, and are they mostly Spanish speaking, or do they speak English as well? Who can they service?
Yes, well, the site is, we launched it in Peru, but if you are anywhere in the world, right now it's for Spanish people only, the people that talk Spanish. But I know some therapists as myself that can do both languages, like English and Spanish. But we are working to develop like an interface to have both languages and to show so that there are no barriers and everybody can access to it. So that was really our mission, you know, to spread more spirituality to others and to heal yourself so that you can be better to others. Because when you are in a good place, when you are in a fine place, your energy is contagious to others. And everybody wants to feel that way. Everybody wants to feel good. Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to feel bad. So that's what we wanted to do, no? To have this collective healing energy.
That is so cool. Well, I'm really excited for you. And you just have so many amazing things going on. And so much knowledge. So what are the best ways for people to work with you? They can book a one-on-one numerology session?
Yes, of course. They can book a session with me. They can contact me through Zol Center. If you speak Spanish, you understand the page. It's really simple to schedule, or you can just write me on a DM on Instagram.
And what's your Instagram name?
It's Fiore _ Sacco.
And what is your Instagram handle number? What's the magic number?
I haven't calculated yet, because when I created, I wasn't a numerologist. And then I didn't knew like what to do with my page, if I wanted to maintain it personal or I wanted to change it for a business. But then we created Zol Center, so everything that I download is basically on Zol Center for the content. So I'm really keeping my mine as a personal, but I still like have my bio and my info about numerology there. So that's why I haven't vibrated.
Okay, well, we'll definitely have to share both. So yes. What's the number for Zol Center then? I'm so curious. Now I want to look at my Instagram handle.
I don't remember the numbers of Zol Center, but they were numbers around coaching and community and of course clients, because it's the business. So there's also this number 8, which is the number of wealth. It's a material number, it's a number of money. So like every business name needs to have this 8 in a specific position. And you also would like to have a 6, which are the clients and the people, this nurture things that we were talking about. So it has it as well. But I don't remember the exact names right now. But we did vibrate Zol Center. Like my business partners were like, Fiorella, but when let's just go with this name. And I'm like, no, this number is not fine. we need to work another name, please. Yeah.
I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah. So if you are starting a business, make sure to reach out to Fiorella to make sure that your business name is vibrating correctly.
Business name and launch date, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's funny. Our launch date was a 1-1, so that would mean we're a 2. I don't know.
111. We launched on 111 of this
111
year.
23.
No, I need to cross your charts because
Yes.
you two like make this whole different energy.
Well, we might need to make an appointment with you. I know we had a human design reader on, and she gave us some of the some of the aspects of our charts put together, and it was really, really interesting. One of the things she said is that she's never seen kind of two charts complete each other so well before.
We
I
had
don't.
two of our channels like completed each other,
Yeah.
and that she said
Wow.
she's never seen that before.
Yeah, so we have some sort of special energy going on. I'm sure when we look into our numbers that we'll have some sort of magic going on
Something
there.
going. Yeah,
together you make this 9 energy because Lauren is a 9 and Rashida is a 7, right? So
Ah,
that's an
16.
18. 18, right?
Wait, 7 plus 9 is 16, but 1 plus 6 is 7, right? 7 plus 9? Yeah, 16.
Yes.
So we're 7.
6. So you're a 7. Yes. You're a 7.
Man, Rashida, you just keep having that number
I
come up.
know. I need to look into that. Like it's repeating in every aspect. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's so
Yes.
cool. Well, Rashida, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. Fiorella, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this conversation. I've gotten so much out of numerology, just the information that it's more than just like angel numbers or whatever the case may be. Like it's really, really deep. And I love that. And I love how we can use this as like tools for our lives, not it predicting anything for us, but like really just giving us some guidance, which still allows us to have that free will. So I'm really excited to dig in a little bit deeper with this. But thank you so much for coming on. And I do have one more question. Will you be our bestie? Please.
Yes, of course.
Thank you
Of course.
so much. Yay. Well, this was so wonderful. I came in totally like not knowing anything except for that one reading a long time ago. So I really appreciate the information, and I'm like, as soon as we hang up, I'll probably be Googling as much as possible. And you have such an interesting story and like such a beautiful heart. So we really appreciate you sharing that with us and all of our listeners today. And just everybody go make an appointment and
Yes.
get your numbers read. See, what you can dive deep and find out about yourself to be even more in your purpose. Oh, Rashida, thanks for being here, asking all the good questions, shining your light.
Thank you, Lauren, and thank
Thank
you
you.
for your wisdom, Fiorella. Thank you so much for all of this juicy knowledge to like just give us something tangible to really look at and do and work with. I really appreciate it. And I will see you guys soon. Bye,
Yeah.
besties.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.